Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome back to the EPL Roundtable. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries, and as always, if you'd like to reach us at the podcast, you can do so by either tweeting us at EPL Roundtable or emailing us at eplroundtable@gmail.com. All right, we're here with our second Transfer Deadline Day club special, this time talking all things Swansea with Gito Thuelen, who you may know from his appearances on the Jackcast, and his handle is just his name. Very pleased to have you back on, Gito. A bit of a strange day. It starts with Llorente seemingly on the way out to Tottenham, which seemingly made no sense, and now it's officially happened, and it doesn't exactly make sense yet. But you do bring back Wilfried Bony. There have been a lot of rumors this summer that a lot of former players could come back. Joe Allen was rumored at a point in time, but it ends up being Bony. You do lose Llorente, your leading scorer from last year. What do you think of this kind of striker swap that you executed on deadline day here?
Yeah, like you said, it is basically straight swap. Llorente for Bony, they've gone for similar fees, and when you look at it like that, you'd have to say we've downgraded because we've swapped a player who got us, I think, 15 goals last season, which is an incredible return for a striker in a team battling relegation, who looked at home in the club, looked at. And you'd imagine would guarantee you a certain level of goals this season. We've swapped that for a player who's been out of form for 2 years now. And although Bony was unbelievable when he was last at the Liberty, you know, you can't deny it's a risk taking on a player who's only scored single digits really in the last 2 years. Only scored two goals at Stoke last season. And I think only played like 9 or 10 games for Stoke in an entire season. So, you know, there's a lot of rebuilding to do with Wilfried Bony, and he's very much a confidence player. But if he's going to do it anyway, he is going to do it at Swansea because he fitted in so well last time, and he still does love the club. There's no doubt about that. So much so that half of his goals since leaving Swansea have come against Swansea. That's how much he loves the club. But he seems, you know, really happy to just leave Manchester City, I think, and come back here. Fans will instantly love him, instantly sing his name at an incredible volume, and he'll get every support here. And just if we can find a way of getting him back playing and scoring the way he was here last time, then he will be a better player than Llorente was last season. But that's a big if. It's a really huge if, and there is no guarantee that it's going to work out.
Yeah, hopefully it does, though. Again, I think Swansea are a team that a lot of neutrals have a soft spot for, and Bony going back is just going to make it an even better story if he manages to score a lot of goals and ensure your safety yet another Premier League season. Under the radar is you signing one of the most talented youth players in the world in Renato Sanchez. He comes from Bayern Munich. Of course, Paul Clement has a little bit of pull still there from his stint there as Ancelotti's number two. Was not amazing for Bayern Munich last season, but regardless of that, the talent is undeniable. How pleased were you with this one?
I'm just still in a state of shock, if I'm honest. I mean, we've been linked with Nasser Chadli all summer, and suddenly we get Renato Sanchez. That is like, you know, telling a kid in the run-up to Christmas, oh, you know, Santa's been really busy. He may not get everything that's on your list this year. And, you know, just lower your expectations. You may get a teddy bear or something like that. And then suddenly you wake up and there's a Ferrari waiting underneath the tree. It's caught us all by surprise. It's caught the entire football world by surprise. I mean, what right have Swansea City got to be signing Renato Sanchez? It just does not make any kind of sense. You said that he had a poor season at Bayern last year. I don't think there's any shame in failing to break into that Bayern Munich team at 19, 20 years old. That move seems to have just come a little bit too early in his career, but he's shown in the past, you know, back in Portugal and playing for the national side, what incredible potential he has. I mean, physically, he's just unbelievable. He's got pace and he's got power. He's got the body of a 28-year-old. He is technically very, very, very good, and he's got that creative instinct too, which is what we needed more than anything else in this window. It's an absolutely incredible signing, which nobody saw coming at all, not even people in Swansea. And I don't even know if Sanchez knew where Swansea was or what Swansea was before he signed. This has got Paul Clement's fingerprints all over it. It's the Ancelotti connection, the Bayern Munich connection. That's what's got Sanchez to come down to South Wales ahead of all the other clubs in the world. It's going to be a different challenge for him, because everywhere he's been surrounded by other good players, and he's been surrounded by, you know, very good wingers who've been able to stretch the play and give him a bit more space in the middle in which to operate. And that's not going to happen when he comes to Swansea. He's not going to have any kind of wingers, really, because our wingers are shocking, dreadful, in fact. So he's not going to have, and he is basically the one that's going to be leading the attacks for us, which is not something, again, that he's been used to. But we've brought him in basically to be a Gylfi Sigurdsson replacement. He's the one that's going to just have that creative edge that's just going to score goals out of nowhere, to just come up with those moments of magic when you really need them to set up and score goals. And that's not really a responsibility that he's had anywhere else to this extent anyway. So these are, and of course, wherever we go now, he's going to be the main target. People are going to be targeting him, you know, putting two or three men on him all the time. So he's going to have to get used to these kind of challenges, and that's going to be something he's going to get used to. But there's no doubt he's got amazing talent. I mean, I was looking, he won the Golden Boy Award last year for the most promising youngster in world football, for the top youngster in world football there. And you look at the players who've won in the years before him, you know, you talk about Pogba, Götze, Isco, this caliber of player, you know, that these are the players that have won in the years just before before Sanchez. So this is the kind of caliber player that we're bringing into the club, and for a team of Swansea size to be bringing that kind of player, it doesn't make sense, but it's magical.
Yeah, it really was quite incredible. As you say, Renato Sanchez assumingly will be handed the advanced role in central midfield to fill in for Gylfi Sigurdsson. Obviously heinously different player profiles, but seems like that's where he will play. Swansea, obviously unique in the fact that they have roughly 7,000 central midfielders. How do you think this group will line up on a week-to-week basis?
Who knows? Who knows, honestly? I mean,
I have a theory that even Paul Clement doesn't know yet. He was just like, get talented players. Oh, they're all central midfielders.
And in fairness, like last season, when we were at our best and most difficult to beat, we did just throw central midfielders in there into this diamond formation. And it didn't really matter what order they were in. They all did kind of the same thing. And they were all, you know, pretty much the same, really. I would have said going into this summer that central midfield wasn't really a major priority for us. But we've actually added three players to that central midfield in Sanchez, Roque Mesa, and Sam Klukas. If we play four in midfield in the diamond, I think we'll probably be going Mesa, Carroll, Klukas, and Sanchez. If we go as we have been for the last few games with three in midfield and five at the back, it's going to be interesting to see who misses out of those four players, because Mesa is still being bedded into the team, but you'd think that he's more suited than anybody to playing in our midfield. You're not going to leave Renato Sanchez out. So you're looking then at either Carroll or Klukas. I don't think Klukas is going to be left out having been bought for 16 million. So really, in actual fact, if we do go for three at the back, three in midfield, it's difficult because Carroll's been on free kick and corner duties too. That may change now that Sanchez has been bought. But it is a difficult one. But I'd say the two most likely to miss out, either Roque Mesa or Tom Carroll, who, you know, Roque Mesa is an incredibly talented player. I thought it was a major coup for us to get him too early on in the season in the summer, especially for just £11 million. I thought we were just going to build a team around him. But, you know, we could possibly see him starting games on the bench. And the other option is Tom Carroll, who's exceeded all expectations since coming last January and who's done nothing wrong, really. But he can miss out too. But it's going to be really interesting. If only we had, you know, as many options, say, out wide as we do in central midfield, we'd be laughing right now.
Yeah, obviously the big departure was Gylfi Sigurdsson. You do bring Sanchez in, big departure Llorente. You bring Boney in. How analogous do you think that the incomings will be compared to the outgoings?
It's an interesting question. I mean, as well as, you know, the big ones of Gylfi and Llorente, who were two best players last season. You know, we've also lost Jack Cork, who always did a decent job for Swansea. He's gone to Burnley, of course, but he's obviously been replaced with 5,000 other players who play the same position. Buffer Timmy Gomez is off the wage list, which is just a godsend. It really is.
But he scored 20 goals last season.
He's just never fitted in at Swansea. Absolutely never fitted in. He's just an offside fetishist that found his way to the Premier League somehow. And then Mardu Barrow is the other one that's gone to Reading. The question has been asked tonight, are Swansea stronger at the end of this? Do we have a stronger squad this season than the one which ended last season? It's a difficult one, but I'd say on balance, yes, because although we haven't addressed some major problem areas, which are right back and wingers in particular, and you know, Bones, slight downgrade on Llorente, but we have also bought Tammy Abraham, who seems to be settling in really, really well. Sanchez for Gylfi, that could be, you know, as good, if not better than what we had last season. And we have got greater depth in other areas. So on the whole, I'd say we've marginally strengthened, but basically we've stayed around about the same level. But it's been a crazy window of ups and downs. You know, when we signed Gylfi very late in the window, we were being linked with just the players that no club wants to be linked with. You know, you were thinking, oh my gosh, what are we going to be left with? But late on in the window, I think we've rectified it and got it back in a good position. I think most fans are pretty positive about the business that we've done and believe that the players we have brought in will be good enough to replace the ones which have left and keep us up this season.
Yeah, to wrap up, what a letter grade would you give this window for Swansea?
I'd probably give us a B. I think we've made some really good signings. I mean, Mesa is for 11 million. I said it. I hope we get the best out of him because potentially he could be a perfect fit. Yeah. Renato Sanchez is just an incredible signing, absolutely miraculous. And you have to put all the context of we knew that Gylfi Sigurdsson was probably going to be going anyway. So measured against all of that, I think it's been a pretty decent window without being it's had its spectacular moments and it's had its major down moments, but on the whole I think we're in a reasonably positive position. And after making a solid start to the season too, you know, 4 points from a possible nine is a pretty good return considering the squad was not finalized in time for the start of the season. So I think generally we're looking pretty positive. So I think a B is a pretty fair reflection. possibly a B plus if you think about how ridiculous the Renato Sanchez coup was. I'll actually push it up to B plus just because of the ridiculousness of Swansea City buying Renato Sanchez.
and the little added emotional bonus of Wilfried Bony returning. The sentimentality is strong with that move.
Oh yeah, I mean you can't help but love Bony. I mean, he is one of these players that I think fans at other clubs too, apart from possibly Manchester City and Stoke, they do love Wilfried Bony. Just he's this character, his style of play when he's on fire is just, it's just funny to watch, if I'm honest, when he bullies defenders. It's great to have him back, and he's going to be loved, no doubt about it. Even if he can't rediscover his last form, so that sentimentality adds to it as well, I guess.
All right. Any final thoughts, or just head into where people can find you?
Final thought is looking forward to the rest of the season, and hopefully we won't have the kind of nightmare first half of the season that we did last year, and hopefully it'll be a bit this season than it was last year. And if you want to find us, you can find the latest recording of the Jackcast on Twitter at the Jackcast. Quite an entertaining one this week, so well worth listening to.
Yeah, and you can find him on Twitter at Gitto Llewellyn. Thanks so much, Gitto, and good luck the rest of the season.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.